back to the issue at hand. Yeah, this always on society that we live in. And asking ourselves what it means to be human. A very important question. And in order to define that answer, once again, the questions that we should be looking at, like being compassionate, which speaks to what you were just saying now, Tyron. You know, being alive, what does that mean? What does it mean to be aware? Being unique, even being flawed. Dr. Rose Phillips, always a pleasure to chat to you. Now, Dr. Rose Phillips is a futurist, medical doctor, and group executive for people and culture at APSA. Rose,
hello, Tina.
Good to have you on.
Hello, and hello to the listeners as well.
So if we talk about the always on culture, I mean, what do you mean by that? What do people generally speaking mean by that?
I know you've got very, very tuned in listeners. So before we get to that, you introduce me as a futurist. Can I just be sure people understand that I don't live in a caravan, and I don't gaze into crystal balls, and I don't read tea leaves. So when you're listening to me and what I have to say, I don't live in a caravan. So you're talking about this always on scenario, and Tyrone earlier said that we get so desensitized. And I want to just remind everybody that very recently the World Health Organization has declared burnout as an occupational phenomenon in the International Classification of Disease. Now, burnout we used to think is a sign of failure, that the people that burn out are the people that cannot cope. Mm. And we are now getting into a scenario where we are always on. Our phones are by our side all the time. We would leave our wallets behind before we leave our phones behind. When we get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, we check our phones. And that always on scenario creates an impression in our bodies that we are constantly alert.
Yep.
Our body never rests. It thinks, actually, and our brains think that we are living in a war zone. We are always ready for a fight. We are always ready for flight. We're always ready to make sure that we can run away from something. And that's actually what the symptoms of burnout feels like. It feels like you are constantly in a war zone.
And you know, you talk about that. If I may share a personal experience, I was doing The Breakfast Show for about 8 years.
Mm.
And about a year prior to my eighth year, and I've even been having chats to my producer, Bruce, who I think was feeling the same way. Mm. You know, getting up really early in the morning at 4:15, getting to work at about just before 5 o'clock, and working all the way through to, you know, when you finished at 9, but eventually left at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. You were so finished. Yeah. And you were always switched on. Up until 8:30, 9:30, 9:10 at night, and then you only end up getting 6 hours sleep. You have no idea the difference moving to a 9-12 show has made for me, and I think Bruce as well, where you actually get a 7 hour to 7.5 hour to 8 hour rest, and you feel like a new human being.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I think a big part of that is based on what you were saying there, is to care for yourself and also give yourself sleep.
Yes, very much so. You know, we might be at the top of the food chain now, but before that we were food, you know, a few thousand years ago, we were food. And our brains at that point in time was just looking for patterns. So if you see a rustle in the grass, you run. You don't stand there and debate whether this is a lion or is not a lion. You run.
Yeah.
And that is the way that we have become accustomed to how our brains are quite lazy, actually.
Yeah.
And then we enter into the Industrial Revolution, and now we are just working. We are not paid to think, we are paid to do. We go into a factory environment, we do, we do, we do, we do. And then we get into this new revolution, whatever we call it, the always on revolution, and on top of that, we now have our technologies that keep us always on. So if you just think about the evolution of the human being and the evolution of technology, we are living in complete contradictions. Firstly, we think that we go to work and we just put in the hours. Mm. So it's a badge of honor if you are overworked. It's a badge of honor if you get no sleep.
Yeah.
It's a badge of honor if you can multitask. Those things are not valid in this day and age any longer. The way we should think about it now is, and I use the word think, is, you know, we must make time to think.
Yes.
Our technology has we say taken away our jobs. Yes, it probably has in some degree, and maybe it's created some more. But we must ask ourselves, has our technology taken away our ability and our time to think?
Yes, and maybe even not think. Thinking is important, but to just simply be with yourself and feel is just as important.
You know, you talk about many years ago in your life. If I just think about us, and you talk about the children that you were discussing yesterday about how people spank children.
Yeah.
One of the future skills we need to keep embracing is critical thinking and curiosity. And as children, we were all very, very curious. And your child keeps saying, why, until at some point when your child's about 2.5, 3 years old, you say to him or her, because the sky is too high. And from that point onwards, your child stops asking questions. We send them into school and we go and teach them what the answers are. In today's day and age, what we need to do is we need to continuously be curious. We have so many problems, Kino, that we have to solve. Hospital queues are long. We don't have enough water. We don't have enough electricity. Your previous listener that phoned in said there are too many of us. We've got so many problems to solve. But we have stopped asking questions, better questions, and we need to start introducing our ability to ask these questions. Now, you can't do that if you're always on. You can't do that if you're always just responding. You can't do that if your body always thinks it's just in a reactive mode. It needs to find the time for relaxation so that it can unlock some deep thinking so we can come up with some better questions to ask and come up with better solutions to the problems we have. That's what an ancestor needs to do.
I like that. And obviously this thread of being an ancestor is very, very important, you know. And we were saying right at the beginning, this short-term thinking, this, you know, just doing things on the fly without actually taking the time, without actually thinking how you not only impact tomorrow or next week or next year, but future generations, which also brings us to the whole climate thing, is very, very important. So you're listening to Dr. Rose Phillips, who's a futurist. Stellenbosch, she did the honors, the PG Dip in Future Studies there. She's a medical doctor and also the group executive for People and Culture at APSA. So I can't help but be jealous just listening to you of the people who work at APSA who now have you as a group executive, because the last time we spoke, a lot of listeners going in, oh my word, how fabulous.
And I have to say to you, for the listeners' benefit, you just to make you even more jealous, after this I'm going to go to my knitting hour. And our knitting hour is exactly that, is to teach us to be more mindful, to spend a little bit of time just doing nothing, because ultimately we are not human doings, Kino. We are human beings. And as you say, sometimes we must learn to just be.
And I mean, the one thing that struck me at Google in Venice Beach, they've got a lovely facility there. You see the bikes, you see the surfboards. And while you walk in there during the day, you'll see someone run with board shorts and a surfboard out of Google, over to the beach, have a surf, come back, go back to work. And I read something about a corporate athlete not too long ago, Rose, where they talk about athletes. At least what athletes do is they train really, really hard and then they perform. But there's a recovery. And that recovery for corporate athletes, very, very important, because you can't be a high-performance corporate athlete if you don't take that time to think, take time for yourself and make yourself appreciate yourself, quite frankly.
Yes, a corporate athlete also needs to be a corporate artist. And everybody knows, I mean, we're all now very rugby crazy. And we all know that a physical athlete, as you say, the recovery and the rest is just as important as the performance on the field. And we should think of ourselves as humans in exactly the same way. When you have leave, take it. When you can take off your shoes and feel the grass under your feet, do it. People do not take leave anymore. I mean, I look at us in our environment. 50% of people completely underutilize their leave. And even if they go on leave, they keep their phones on. In France, we now had a scenario where an employee took the employer to court and won because there was an expectation that he was supposed to keep his telephone on whether he's on vacation or not. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable.
Go and get a little Nokia, those little cheap ones, where you can't get WhatsApp or anything else. Just emergency calls and switch the other one off.
I like that world.
We'll talk about some of the tips on how you actually do this. You know, even asking the question why we should do it. Burn yourself out, and then you'll come back and you'll have a very different viewpoint. Because when you can't think, when you sit there and all you want to do is you want to sleep, you want to get engaged in something, but your brain feels it just doesn't work and your body feels like it just wants to shut down. That is the consequence of pushing to make other people happy and not taking care of yourself. Dr. Rose Phillips, futurist, medical doctor and group executive for people and culture at APSA, your guest today. Your calls are 021-446-0567 and WhatsApps on 072-567-1567. Welcome to today. I'm Kino Cummies and you're listening to 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk.
Join the conversation on Facebook. Like the Cape Talk page to stay up to date. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is Today with Kino Cummies on Cape Talk.
And welcome to it. Dr. Rose Phillips, futurist, medical doctor, and group executive of people and culture at APSA. The lucky thing about being group executive of a company, a big company like APSA, and you're dealing with the people, if someone says they're sick, you can check them out. I'm just thinking about that right now.
Yes, but I know a little bit more than I should probably know. So it gets a bit harder to get a sick leave form past me.
Exactly. Got a message coming in here, and it reads, "This always on thing is getting ridiculous. I work in a service-oriented industry where it is expected. It's become so bad that Android Auto in my car tells me when I've got to leave for my next appointment." Wow. Wow, wow. When you get in your car and your car starts telling you when your next appointment is and when you're going to leave, you know that you're doing too much. Klaus in Tamburskloof, a very good morning to you, Klaus.
Morning. I would like to say I agree wholeheartedly with Dr. Rose, but I believe that there are more cell phones than people on Earth. How do we counteract that incredible onslaught of cell phones? How do we do that?
That's a good question, though. And, I mean, you have to take personal responsibility for that. But, Rose?
Yeah, there is always going to be more technology. There are probably more toasters also than there are human beings. Mm. The reality is that we have given away agency, our own responsibility. We've sort of, the previous listener who phoned in or left a message also said that her phone now runs her life. She's outsourced her thinking. Mm. And while we have all this technology, the thing that we must not do is outsource our thinking and outsource the running of our lives. I don't think that we're going to reduce the number of telephones, but we have to learn to detox. It's the control that we have to take as human beings. And that detox means don't send an email or a WhatsApp at midnight because you're now creating an expectation for someone else to respond to you. Have some time where you do switch the thing off entirely. Don't have it on in the middle of the night and it beeps at 2 in the morning and 3 in the morning because it's upgrading itself. And that sound is the sound that wakes you up. So I think it's really just a matter of trying as human beings to take control back. That's what we need.
How do you do it? In closing, we've got a minute and a half. So let's talk about Rose Phillips, who's busy. So, you know, I would imagine group executives don't sit around there twiddling their thumbs. You guys work pretty hard, especially if you've got to deal with people and culture. So how do you, as a very important individual within that space, detox and find your own energy?
I hope that no one from APSA is listening. So I have pajama days. I have pajama days, days where I work from home, and technology allows me to do that. Uh-huh. It allows me to work from home, and it allows me to do other things. I have a mindset that as much as I have the fear of missing out, you know, FOMO, I also have the joy of missing out, JOMO. So I actually have a mindset that there's some things that I don't have to know about, and I switch off. I let the world turn, and I get off. And when I'm ready, I get back onto Earth as it spins as well. I try and take my leave. And when I take my leave, I make sure that I have done my succession such that I can delegate my responsibility to someone else, and that when I leave, that person is entirely accountable for the activities in this business, and I am not watching over his or her shoulders. I go to libraries, I walk in parks, and I hope town planners are listening, to be honest, because I do not want a scenario where I have to go to a museum to see a tree. We have to keep the parks open. We have to keep libraries open, because that's our places where we go for our own silence, for our own sanctuary, and for our own sanity. But detox, and that's my way of detoxing. Brilliant. From this frenetic world that I live in.
Thank you so much for the insight into your mind, Dr. Rose Phillips, futurist medical doctor, group executive, people and culture at APSA. Look forward to our chat next week.
Thank you, Kino.
Have a good weekend. Well, relaxing in your pajamas, eh?
Thank you very much. I will do next week's Pajama Day is on National Heritage Day.
Now we're talking. Dr. Rose Phillips there. Your time, 11.